War is too important to be left to the generals. Well, just so, Liszt felt that criticism was too important to be left to the critics. Liszt once told the great Russian-born German-trained pianist, Anton Rubinstein, that if artists themselves were not willing to pick up their pens and defend themselves, quote, they will have to bear the consequences and pay their damages, unquote. Liszt's children. Now, it's been a long time since we've talked about Liszt's children, the three illegitimate children, Blandine, Cosima, and Daniel, that he fathered with Marie Daju. Let's say one thing up front. Although he never denied his paternity and he paid all the expenses for their upbringing and education, Liszt was a totally absentee father. Between 1844 and 1853, a period of 9 years, he saw them not once. He wrote them with fair regularity, and his mother, Anna, who raised the kids back in Paris, taught them to venerate their father. But you know, looking at plaster busts and paintings of Daddy and following his exploits through the newspapers was a poor substitute for actually having Liszt around. Marie did know better. Despite having visitation rights and living in the same city as her children, she went years without seeing them. Liszt's kids grew up yearning for their missing parents, their famous father in particular. Things began to change in October of 1853 when Liszt and his entourage, including Princess Caroline, Caroline's daughter Maria, and Richard Wagner, swept into Paris. Blandine was 18, Cosima, grown so tall and gangly her siblings called her the Stork, was 16, and Daniel was 14. Liszt and his children were joyfully reunited. For 8 magical days, the kids basked in the reflected glory of their father. They were swept about Paris. They heard him play the piano. They saw, albeit briefly, a part of the world, a part of the city they had never even imagined before. Wagner read from his recently completed poem, The Ring of the Nibelung. Princess Marie recalled, and we quote, I can still see Cosima's rapturous expression with tears running down her sharp nose, unquote. This is, of course, the same Cosima that will become Wagner's wife in 17 years, but that's a story that will be told in its time. 8 days. And then Liszt was gone again, and the kids went back to their almost monastic existence, back to their 2 septuagenarian nannies and their grandmother's house. Cosima, for one, was furious. She wrote, my whole life was staying at home. But the ice had been broken. 9 months later, Blandine and Cosima joined Liszt for a stay in Brussels. They were intelligent and articulate young women. Cosima, in particular, was sharp as a razor. Of the three children, she was certainly, intellectually and emotionally, most like her mother, Marie Daju. Ah, Marie Daju, it's been a while since we've had the opportunity to talk about Marie. She had inherited something of a fortune from her mother back in 1850 and had used most of the money to buy a palatial house on the Champs-Élysées, not far from the Arc de Triomphe. She named the house La Maison Rose, and her salon was considered one of the most fashionable in Paris. Despite the fact that Marie and Liszt's separation agreement specifically forbade Marie to have any contact with the children outside of school, the girls, Blandine and Cosima, began visiting their mother in the spring of 1854. Liszt was furious. He still felt that Marie was an unfit mother, unhinged emotionally, and that contact with her could only be for the children unhealthy. These are touching, although dubious sentiments, we think, for someone who, until the year before, hadn't seen his children for 9 years? Like it or not, if the girls wanted to start hanging out with their mother, Liszt was powerless to stop them. The girls were growing up, and he could not control their access to their mother and her mansion and her salon, especially given that he lived in Weimar and everybody else lived in Paris. So in July of 1855, Liszt decided to forcibly remove his daughters from Paris and settle them permanently in Germany. It would seem to have been a cruel thing to do to the girls, and sadly, it was and is so typical of the sort of thing some divorced couples do to each other and their children. Truly, Liszt and Marie Dajou had been de facto married for 8 years.